This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal.
You know, when the world's biggest private employer speaks, people listen, even or perhaps especially the White House. This morning, as you've heard, Walmart announced it's going to give some of its hourly workers a one-time bonus of as much as $1,000. It's going to bump starting wages to $11. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin had no qualms, though, about taking credit for it.
Walmart is the latest company to make such an announcement, directly result of the Tax Cuts Act. And they join over 130 other companies across the nation who have already given such relief. We're now up to over 2 million workers that have seen either special bonuses or additional wages.
To be fair, Walmart is so big that until the announcement this morning, it was 1 million people in this economy who'd gotten the bonuses. We called Abigail Wozniak, professor of economics at Notre Dame, to see whether the GOP tax plan is going according to plan. Professor Wozniak, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
As you heard the Treasury Secretary there, this is kind of what the administration and the Republicans had in mind when they said, listen, this money is going to get out into the economy, into workers' hands, right? This is it.
This is what they had in mind. I'm curious as to whether they expected it to come so fast, but I think certainly this is what they expected, yes.
Walmart is by far the largest, but other big companies have done similar things. Most of the other companies, though, in fact, all of them virtually, have done bonuses instead of the wage gains that Walmart is doing. Talk to me about the one-off effect of this being a bonus rather than a continuous increase in salaries.
Sure. I mean, as you mentioned, the big difference is that a bonus is something companies pay on a year-to-year basis, whereas once you raise worker wages, a foundational empirical fact in labor economics is that it's very hard to reduce workers' nominal wages. So companies are just much less locked in if they pay a bonus this year versus if they actually raise wages.
And there is no expectation necessarily of a bonus next year because virtually all these companies also have said, listen, we're doing this because of the tax bill.
Right. That's what they've said. So I guess I'm a little confused about that argument because I think, again, like you pointed out at the beginning, the goal of the tax plan is to generate, I think, somewhat greater than one-off growth. I mean, certainly far greater than one-off kind of annual bonuses. So I think the vision was that this would put enough cash in companies' pockets and create this kind of longer-term windfall that they could then use to raise wages and expand their companies long-term. So I don't think the goal of the plan was to have this be a one-off kind of thing. It's more possible that companies are needing to get additional incentives out there to get workers in the door and perhaps to retain the workers that they have in a very tight labor market. Paying bonuses is a way to do that. Certainly, as Walmart is doing, raising wages for new hires is another way to get folks in the door. And it may be this is something companies actually need to do right now, and it makes sense to kind of advertise that they're doing something that's very much in line with the administration's goals.
Right. Well, that's where I was going to go. The labor market is tightening. We've been talking about that on this show for years and years. There is some upward wage pressure now. Walmart, in fact, raised its hourly wage to $10 a couple of years ago. So this was, in a way, sort of in the cards anyway.
Right. And when they did raise wages a couple of years ago, they also advertised that this was in line with administration priorities. We were in the Obama administration at that time, but very much that you heard almost identical language coming out of the company at that time. So I think it makes complete business sense. They're a savvy company to advertise when you are doing something that's in line with goals that, you know, a large set of our elected officials are trying to achieve. So I think that's part of what we're seeing here.
You know, it's interesting you bring that up, and it obliges a somewhat cynical question, which is these companies, specifically the companies now that are doing this in the wake of this tax cut, are in a way playing to the crowd, playing to the political crowd.
Potentially. I mean, I felt a little bit better about it today as an economist because this is what we expect companies to do, right? This is to their advantage. They need to raise wages. You might as well get all the bang out of that that you can. And I guess economists at least will rest easy that businesses still behave that way.
Well, if economists feel better, then I guess we all feel better, right? Abigail Wozniak, she's a professor of economics at Notre Dame. Professor Wozniak, thanks a lot for your time.
Thank you.
Got to add here, just in the interest of context, that Walmart also announced layoffs today. The company closed, apparently without notice, about 10% of its Sam's Club stores. It's about 63 stores.